kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At nagbabalik ang SBS Filipino, TJ Korea pa rin pong inyong kapiling. Nako, marami tayong mga kababayan ang nag-aaral sa Australia bilang international student. At ilan po dito mga international student, pag nag-apply ng visa, sinasama yung kanilang mga pamilya. Kasama ba kayo dyan o mag-isa kayong pumunta dito? Ang tanong po, sino ba yung mga dependent na pwedeng isama ng aplikate na sa student visa at paano ba yung proseso nito? Yan po ang ating pag-uusapan dito sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
At para bigyan tayo ng payong eksperto, kapiling natin sa studio ngayon si Mr. Edmund Galvez na isang registered migration agent na nakabase dito sa Melbourne. Magandang araw, Sir Edmund.
Hello, TJ. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, finally nakasama na kita dito.
Totoo.
sa studio.
I'm very happy to be here. And sa mga tagapakinig ng SBS Filipino, hello po sa inyo.
Unang tanong pa sa iyo, Sir Edmund. Sino-sino ba yung tinuturing na dependent ng isang student visa?
So, ang dependent, TJ, is a technical term, and under the Migration Regulations and the Migration Act, ito ay ang member of the family unit of the student. So, sino-sino ba ang mga member of the family unit? Ito ay ang spouse or are de facto partner of the student, children who is at least or under 18 years old, who is not married. So, yun ang tatlong mga members of the family unit.
Paano po ba yung proseso ng aplikasyon na to? Number one, hiwalay po ba yan sa main student visa application? Kapag ikaw ba'y dependent, mag-a-apply ka din? Iba bang form yan? Ganun po ba?
May dalawang paraan kung paano mo isasama yung dependent mo. It can be through a combined application, meaning sabay sa application mo, or through a subsequent entrant application. Ang subsequent entrant application, this happens when pag nag-grant na yung visa mo, i-a-apply mo yung family mo to come to Australia and live with you. So that's the two instances where a dependent visa will be allowed.
So ibig sabihin, nauna ka na dito,
yes,
sa Australia, tapos,
yes,
susunod na lamang yung iyong,
yes,
dependent. Pero mahalaga dyan, Sir Edmund, na i-declare mo dun sa application mo na may dependent ka. Tama ba?
Very true, TJ. Kasi may mga instances na kahit na married yung student applicant and then gusto niyang dalhin yung asawa niya, because of the failure or the omission to declare, naging refusal ang decision ng immigration. Kasi the immigration looks into the genuineness of the application. And iisipin ni immigration, paano mo nakalimutan ang asawa mo?
Sa lahat naman.
So maybe the implication or the impression of the case officer would be, the relationship is no longer continuing. So it's very important. It might be technical, but it's very important to declare all the members of the family unit, even if there is no intention to bring them in Australia on a later date, kasi it will have serious implications sa application nila later on. By the way, TJ, may remedy doon. I would like to stress this one kasi hindi ito alam ng lahat. Now, considering hindi mo na i-declare ang asawa mo or anak mo and then you want them to come to Australia, the remedy would be to apply a fresh new student application and include them in your application.
Okay, so meron,
yes,
naman palang workaround,
yes,
just in case.
And you need to explain. You need to explain why.
Pero syempre, bago pa mangyari yun, deklara nyo na, no?
That's
so,
true.
Puntahan natin ngayon, Sir Edmund at mga kababayan, yung mga requirements naman, nabanggit natin nga na may application at ito yung pwedeng isama or subsequent entrant, doon tayo sa parang kasama mo yung sa application, yung combined application na nabanggit ninyo. Ano po ba yung mga requirements ng mga dependent?
Ang requirements ng dependent would be prove the criteria of the genuineness and the continuity of the relationship. So, ang four pillars na kailangan ma-establish would be the financial aspect, the nature of household, the social aspect and the nature of commitment. So, TJ, I'd like to stress that the declaration of the relationship as a married or a de facto couple is just one of the criteria that the immigration will look into. Kasi relationship as a whole is not just about the legalities. It's not just about the piece of paper. It's not just about how you declare yourself in public through title. Now, the case officer looks into the genuineness and the continuity of the relationship. Now, how are we gonna prove this? First would be, sa sinasabing nature of commitment na criteria, it must be established that the relationship is serious and ongoing. So, paano ba ito i-prove? Kailangan mong mag-attach ng mga ebidensya that the relationship is for long duration already, the degree of companionship, the knowledge of each other, and the party's intention towards the relationship. So, it's not enough that you have this declared title as a de facto relationship because it has to be supported by necessary documents evidencing that the relationship is really or can be considered as a de facto relationship, particularly the length of relationship and the length of living together. Kasi yun ang main difference ng married couple and the de facto eh. These relationships declare in public that they are mutually exclusive, they are having mutual exclusive relationship, but the de facto is without marriage. But they should establish that they are living together.
Mm-hmm. So, parang halimbawa, dapat ba ay parehas kayo ng bills yung naka-address sa inyo? May mga ganun bang klase ng evidence na pwede mong ibigay?
Yes, that can also be a good proof that you are living together, and that will be under the nature of household. Kasi nga, as a couple, you should establish that aside from having an ongoing relationship, you should establish that you are living together, and the proof would be having joint utility bills, shared living arrangements, and how you divide the household chores. So it's more of making a declaration, a statement, maybe or an affidavit, and other evidences would be utility bills or electricity bills, water bills, mobile plan bills, something like that.
Yung nabanggit yun naman na social aspect kanina, ano, paano papatunayan sa social aspect? Ito ba, kailangan ba naka-declare sa Facebook o sa social media na kayo ay magkarelasyon o kayo ay magkaasawa or kayo ay magpartner? May mga ganun po ba na dapat ipasa na ebidensya?
Correct, TJ. That is one proof that you acknowledge your relationship as mutually exclusive relationship through social media evidences. And aside from that, you can also attach travel tickets, travel plans, and then statement from your family members, your friends, that the relationship is ongoing, that the relationship is continuing and it's genuine. And it's better, TJ, if the one who is making the affidavit is a family member of the applicant and also a family member of the dependent. Kasi if you are a family member, that means that you accept the student dependent as a partner of your child. Yes, so it's better if the one who is making the declaration is the mother or the father of the main student. Kasi dadalhin ni applicant yung partner niya sa Australia.
Yes, parang so may bas-bas, parang yes, ganun, ano?
Yes, it's more genuine on the part of the immigration rather than just a friend making the statement.
So malaki pala yung bearing ng mga parents at yes, ng mga parang affidavit yan, ano, na gagawin.
Yes.
Parang tong statement na binabanggit ninyo.
Yes.
So ilan to sa mga requirements pala? Isa pa sa tanong dyan, kasi di ba may GTE o yung Genuine Temporary Entrant, yung mga student visa applicants. Yung dependent ba ay kailangan din ng GTE or parang statement?
Yes, they have a separate GTE. Their GTE will be about how to prove the genuineness and the continuity of the relationship. So this is different from the GTE of the main student. Kasi sa main student, they need to prove that they're a genuine student, and the other one is that they will come out of Australia after accomplishment of study. So these are two different types of GTEs.
So talagang kala mo yung student visa applicant, pati pala yung dependent, may GTE din namin nga, yes, kailangang i-prove. Yes. Ano? Mm-hmm. Tapos with regards naman sa financial requirements, dahil syempre dependent ka at dependent ka nung student visa applicant, for sure, kailangan ng mga financial evidences. Ano yung mga dapat ipasa o ipakita dun? Sa kailangan ba ng show money sa ganitong klase ng aplikasyon?
TJ, if you're gonna bring your dependent in a combined application or in a subsequent entrant application, you need to attach evidence of financial capacity, and that could be through a form of bank statement, bank certification, or any proof that can give impression to the immigration that there is a source of economic support from the family. Kasi you're gonna bring someone and then that person will not study. So on the part of the immigration then, the more you attach documents, the better, kasi you are trying to build a case out of this student. So in establishing financial, in establishing the financial profile of the applicant, especially if you have a dependent, you need to attach everything. Kasi you're trying to build a case out of you. But the most important thing there is the bank certification and the bank statement. Mm-hmm. Other source of or other evidences of financials or other source of ownership would be land title. That can be one. Another would be car registration, certificate of stocks, contract to sell, and these kinds of documents, also tax declaration.
Halimbawa naman na ready na ako na nakuha ko na, ay mandami ko ng ebidensya o dokumento. Paano ko isusumite?
It is made online, TJ. So lahat ng student visa applications, even if it is a subsequent entrant, is made online.
May pagkakataon ba na na-approve yung student visa application o yung main applicant tapos yung dependent niya hindi? May mga ganyan bang sitwasyon?
TJ, meron. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, as I mentioned, magkaiba yung criterias eh. Mm-hmm. The immigration make decisions on the basis of the criteria.
Bilang registered migration agent, ano yung mga karaniwan mong nararanasan na visa refusal or na alam mo na visa refusal na reason?
Common reasons for refusal would be, number one, limited information on relationship provided. So that is why it's very important to attach all the necessary documents that you think are helpful for your application. Kasi the immigration doesn't know you eh. Mm-hmm. And the immigration will only know you through the documents that you attach and the statement of purpose or the relationship statement that you made.
Parang panghuli na lang sa iyo, Sir Edmund. Mm. Parang payo na lang sa mga kukuha ng mga student visa application tapos may kasamang dependent. Ano yung mga final tips mo para sa kanila?
If you are going to apply for a student visa application with a dependent, you need to attach whatever documents you have, especially financial documents. Kasi the immigration will look into the sincerity and the genuineness of bringing your dependent in Australia.
Nako, maraming salamat, Sir Edmund.
Thank you din, TJ.
At yan, napakinggan natin ang registered migration na si Edmund Galvez. Pero paunawa po ha, ang pangkahalatang paliwanag at impormasyon ay gabay lamang. Para sa dagdag na impormasyon at payo na naayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, kumonsulta sa isang abogado o registered migration agent.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.